look forward to hearing that. It raises a vibration and puts a smile on my face. Thank you for sharing your music with us. Hey, Pierre. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mir Psychic Medium Show. We're so happy to have you along for the ride, wherever you are and whatever time zone you're in. We're glad to have you here for the next hour. It will go by quickly. It always does. I'm coming to you live this day from high atop a very windy mountainside in the interior of Alaska, the final frontier. Anybody out there knows anything about wind turbines and power, please get a hold of me. We need to harness this. For those of you who are new to our broadcast, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome. This is a busy time of year for us at the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation. The foundation is a school of mediumship, networking, and a weekly meditation resource in Anchorage, Alaska. We teach the skills necessary to understand and communicate with the other side, while training you to become a professional working psychic medium. The world needs more accurate and ethical readers to raise the veil in understanding and the bigger picture. Mediumship readings are not only entertaining, the core purpose of them is to assist in healing the human psyche. If you would like to have a live reading on the air, you're welcome and encouraged to call in on the toll-free from anywhere numbers. Those numbers are, in the USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. Anywhere in the world, you can call us at 877-876-5227. Kathy in Italy, you can use that number. And if you want to pay for the call, 530-876-3222. If you missed those numbers, look below my picture on the website and you can see them right there. If you didn't catch them, if I have time, I'll give them out again later. You can find me listed in Portland, Oregon's New Connection magazine and also on holisticseek.com and click on Alaska. You can also Google Julie Mir. I will be opening up another mediumship circle beginning in March. If you are in Alaska and are interested in attending this in-person circle, please contact me directly. Class size is limited and early registration is encouraged. Rumor has it I'll be in Missoula, Montana in May. If you'd like to know about that, send me an email. Plans are still in the works. Also worthy of note, Metapalooza, Alaska's fun fest of the paranormal, is morphing in more ways than one. This year is the fifth annual Metapalooza, and it will be held in Eagle River, Alaska on Saturday, March 7th, the same day as the start of the Iditarod dog run. The expo is evolving to accommodate our changing world. You haven't seen anything like this before. If you're in Alaska, you can always find me in person on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays in my office at the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom in Anchorage, Alaska. A brief introduction to those of you who are new to the show. I am a professional psychic medium, as is my special guest today. I carry a PhD in religious studies, but I ascribe to no religion. As a psychic medium, I have committed to being a telephone to share intuitive and symbolic impressions being received for you, the sitter. I do not judge what I see. Rather, I attempt to interpret the symbolism for you to the best of my ability. A reading is always about the sitter, and it's never about the reader. My commitment is to spirit, and not to myself, and not to my ego. If something is coming through for you and you don't understand it, please write it down for later reference. It has been shared with me time and again that things coming through did not make sense or apply until much later. Please be open and receptive to the information coming through, and when you have time to contemplate it in meditation, then that is the appropriate time to apply logic. If you're listening and I'm reading for another person, the information shared with them might also apply to you. Spirits have a sense of humor, and many times they will segue or piggyback healing for more than one person at a time. If you are having this experience of being read, without officially being read, I would encourage you to schedule a private off-air reading with me. Healing is what this is all about. If your loved ones are able to reach out to you via the show, it would only help you in healing to answer their call. As a reader, I prefer to give you what I'm sensing from your energy rather than have you ask me specific questions. Many times, our guides are way ahead on the curve, and what we think is the question is only scratching the surface of the real answer. Keeping that in mind, I would like to say a prayer of grounding and claiming of our space, and then we can begin. Guides, guardians, angels, spirits, thank you for this time and thank you for this place. We ask that you surround us with the white light of Christ consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karmas be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in this current lifetime. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed, you're welcome and encouraged to come through at this time. We now close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross, or who have crossed through the left-hand door with ulterior motives. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here or hereafter. We call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we will now begin. This afternoon, between phone calls, I will be talking to a very talented and forward-thinking healer, Sharon Lachman. Hello, Sharon. How are you doing today?
I am good.
Excellent.
And hi to all my friends and family that are listening, just because I can.
Yeah. Sharon, you're also a psychic medium.
Yes.
Would you care to jump in on a reading or two?
Sure. If I get something, I'll leap in.
Okay, nothing like feeling the pressure live and on the radio, and I believe we already have a caller.
Woohoo!
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi!
Hi, I can barely hear you.
Okay, well then listen really closely. I get the name Mel, M-E-L, for you. Does that make sense?
I can't hear you.
M-E-L, can you hear that?
No, it's very low. Your voice is too low.
Okay.
We might have a bad connection.
We probably do, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you to hang up.
Oh, I hear. I can. No,
you
it,
can hear
I
me
can
now?
Hear you now.
Okay.
Oh, can you please repeat what you said?
Yeah, I can't. Usually when we can't do that, I ask you to hang up, and I'll read you anyway.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm getting the name Mel or the initials M-E-L, and I feel like there's an older male. Kind of with the belly and a bald head, kind of reminding me of like a short order cook, like on Mel's Diner. Does this make sense?
Maybe my father, yeah.
Okay. Did he have a really gruff sense of humor?
A what kind of sense of humor?
A gruff sense of humor.
Yeah.
Okay. Like fingernails on a chalkboard?
Yeah.
Okay. He wants to talk about the year 1972. Do you understand this?
You know, I don't know specifically.
Okay, write that down.
Yeah, I was very, you know, at that age, I was like, you know, maybe 10 or 11.
Okay, do this. When you have time to contemplate the whole year,
okay,
just think about it. He's writing it down for me, and he's writing it down in, like, the alphabets or the, I can't think of the word right now, how we would write letters down that was popular at that time.
Uh-huh.
I'm hearing the name Dwayne. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. Did your dad have a brother with a D initial?
You know what? My dad had a lot of brothers, but I didn't know any of them. So
okay.
That's possible.
Please write down the name Dwayne.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's important. And do you like older music? There's a song, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, by Hoagie Carmichael. Do you know this song?
Smoke Gets in Your Eyes?
Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, listen to the song, because I keep hearing it playing in the background. Did your dad have the habit of making up different words to songs?
I think so. I think he did. He liked singing.
Okay, because I know some words to that song. I can't sing them here.
Okay.
but Google that song when we're done and listen to the words. And it's the song Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. It's a pretty song.
Okay.
All righty. I want to talk about the floral business. Do you understand that reference?
The what business?
The floral business, like flowers or flower delivery.
That's what I get, a big bouquet of flowers.
Huge.
Okay.
Huge.
Does that make sense?
Well, I like flowers, and I like planting.
Are we just having a birthday?
No.
Okay. Shannon, what do flowers mean to you?
Well, roses, I mean, I love roses, and my brother, I have my brother is deceased, and we were very close.
Okay.
And his favorite flower was a rose, and that's also my favorite flower.
Okay, let's ask Shannon. Shannon, what do roses or flowers mean to you?
What I'm seeing is an older gentleman, he's holding this huge bouquet of flowers.
Okay.
and they're just a whole variety of flowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That could be my brother.
Very well could be. What is he? Are you? Can you draw a bead on what he looks like, or is there any kind of message for her?
Is someone going to be giving you flowers, or do you have a reason to celebrate? Or should you be celebrating?
Well, other than Valentine's Day is coming up.
Okay. Write down flowers, because for me it means birthday. Okay, and for Shannon it means celebration. So,
yes.
Yeah. I don't feel like it's Valentine's Day. I feel like it's right now.
Like something.
Yeah, well, there's not anything right now. My birthday is in August, so, I mean, other than the next holiday would be Valentine's.
No, this is one of those write it down, because it's going to nail you right between the eyes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But I love flowers. If I'm scheduled to receive some, I'd love that.
Okay.
Are you doing something that you should be celebrating and you're not?
No.
Okay.
I can't think.
Okay, that's fine. Usually in a situation like this, we say write it down, because it'll wake you up in the middle of the night and you'll go, I can't believe I didn't get that. And then you can call us back and say, hey, I know what that was.
Okay.
Alrighty. Are you eating the wrong kind of foods?
Chili? I'm eating a little bit too much sugar.
Okay, I keep getting chili. Are you eating, like, beans and grease and...
Chili? You said chili?
Chili, yeah.
Well, no. In fact, I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
And, the only thing I really eat that I think is bad, probably, is too much sweet.
Okay. I keep feeling like, you know how when you eat something that's really greasy and you kind of get, you burp?
Yeah.
I'm getting that, and I haven't eaten anything greasy.
Well, I mean, I eat... Well, no. Oh, you said burp. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say I love beans, but
okay.
You said burp. Okay.
Okay. I feel like greasy burp. I don't. Yeah. Something's not agreeing, and I haven't eaten anything like that.
Yeah. I usually don't eat greasy food.
Okay.
Do you eat something that makes you feel heavy in your tummy?
Carbs.
That's what I'm feeling, really heavy in my tummy.
Yeah.
You know, I like carbs, like spaghetti, or I'll make, you know, like some, you know what I'll do? I'll make that Indian fry bread every now and then. I love that.
Oh, there you go. And how do you make that?
Well, of course, you know, that gets fried.
Fried in grease. Thank you. Okay.
But I try to limit it to, like, maybe twice a month.
Okay. Well, the big belly man that I'm seeing is looking at me like, that's not a good idea.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's not okay. Agreeing with you. So, well, thank you for calling in. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you both.
Yeah,
have
you
a good
night. Have a
Bye-bye.
Great day.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's see, Shannon.
Yes.
Tell me what it is that you do. You're a healer.
Yes.
Tell me what you do and why it's different.
I do Theta Energy Healing.
Ooh.
And it was developed by Vianna Stiebel.
Uh-huh.
She had bone and lymphatic cancer and was able to connect to Creator and get this whole process downloaded into herself and create an instant healing.
That's pretty amazing. Can you tell us really simply how it works?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In a theta healing session, the practitioner goes into a theta brainwave and commands a healing from the Creator and then witness the healing done on a client.
Uh-huh. Well, I think we've been commanded that we have another reader. Quiet, so I'm going to go ahead and take it. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I get a little boy around you. Do you understand that?
I believe so.
Okay. He's still here, right?
No.
Okay, he's crossed?
Yeah.
Recently?
No.
Okay. Was he 5?
No.
Does the number 5 apply to him? Like,
not that I know of.
Born in May or on the 5th of a month or...
No.
Okay, he's given me the number 5. Okay, did he have dark hair, like dark brown hair?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. I'm getting it really strong and I'm getting the number 5, so write that down. And it also means a Christ consciousness connection to me. Are you very connected with your higher self?
Getting there.
I think the plane has landed. Is this little person a guide for you?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, because I feel like you're, I feel like it's a higher level energy in a smaller, younger body.
Okay.
Okay, feels good to me. Yeah, Shannon, are you picking anything up for her?
Five to me just means money and luck.
Huh. Okay.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Something you said in the last reading.
Huh?
Two things you said caught me. It was flowers and birthday.
Uh-huh.
I bought my daughter a rose today because it's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
And chili. Something you said in the last reading caught me with chili.
What?
I eat tons of it.
Oh, okay. I know who this is. You're too skinny to eat a lot of chili. Shannon, I know who this person is, so I'm going to ask you if you pick anything else up on her.
No.
Okay. Mindy, you're a good sport.
What was that?
I said, Mindy, you are a good sport. Thank you for
Thank
calling
you.
In. Good to hear from you.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Mindy's mom owns a deli in Big Lake, Alaska, called Auntie Linda's Deli. And if anybody finds themselves in Big Lake, Alaska, you have to stop there and you have to get bread pudding because it's probably the best bread pudding God ever put on the planet. She probably makes good chili, too.
Yummy.
Yeah.
You know, the celebration thing keeps popping in, though.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge.
Nice.
Yeah. So back to your healing. You go into the theta brainwave and you command a healing.
Command a healing, yes.
Yeah. How do you command a healing? That sounds like a pretty strong term.
Well, we command because when you command, then there's no question in the mind of the practitioner
mm-hmm.
that the statement won't be done.
Okay.
Because if you command, it just removes all the doubts and disbelief for the practitioner.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Okay. Well, we
get out of the way that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have another caller. Let's go ahead and take it. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I get the smell of orange blossoms around you. Do you understand that?
I was out yesterday with my girlfriend, and we've seen an orange tree.
Hey, cool.
Nice.
Are you very creative?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
My name's Crystal, and I'd like to say hi to Shannon.
To what?
Cool. Hi, Crystal.
Ah.
Hi.
I'm so excited you got through.
I am, too. I've been trying for, like, 20 minutes.
Woohoo! I know her really well, so I'm going to let you do this.
Okay. Are you a very creative person?
I try to be, yes.
Okay, that's kind of where orange blossom leads me to, and it reminds me of springtime, so I feel like I want to tell you, you are beginning to bloom. Did you just open a new business, or are you thinking about it?
Actually, I haven't been working in the last 2 years.
Okay, were you thinking about getting back into the game?
Thinking about it, I'm not really sure which direction I'm going to go.
Okay. Have you thought about doing something where you're working for yourself in a creative capacity?
No.
Okay.
Something healing?
Is that creative?
I'm sorry?
Shannon said healing, right?
Yeah. I've always felt that I've had a strong feeling that I've been put here to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure exactly yet what that means.
Okay, do you work with color? Do you like color?
No, I like color, yeah.
Okay. What I'm feeling like and what I'm getting, I feel, 'cause in spring, you know, everything blooms and the colors come back.
Yeah.
The trees aren't really dead. Right?
I'm sorry?
I said the trees aren't really dead.
Oh, okay.
From winter.
right.
I'm feeling like I want to encourage you to go in the direction of planting the seeds in the spring or starting a business or putting your intention forward and using color, somehow bringing color into whatever it is that you're doing.
Ooh, that gave me chills.
Yeah?
Nice.
Okay.
Look into, do you know much about chakras? Chakra healing?
Oh no.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. My phone is going funny.
Oh, do you know
Can
much?
Can you say that again, please?
Do you study chakras?
What was the word?
Chakras. I'm going to say that's a no. I'm going to send Shannon some information to get to you, and I really want to kind of steer you in that direction because it's colors and vibration and frequency.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the rainbow.
I didn't understand what the word was because it's kind of low.
It's chakras.
A-K-R-A-S.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means, actually.
We'll get it to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I want to talk about, do you like the color, the smell of, like, sweet grape juice or grape candy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very healing for you. Do you have some kind of neural damage? Like spinal damage?
Yeah, I've had a few surgeries.
Okay, all right. That smell actually is going to help fuse things or heal things.
Okay.
So, like, the smell of, the worst best example I can give is grape Kool-Aid. Don't drink it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't drink it. Just smell it.
Okay. So I'm never allowed to drink grape juice again?
No, grape juice is good. Grape Kool-Aid is not good.
Okay.
No, they clean pipes out with it. It's not good for your body.
Okay.
I don't think your pipes are that corroded.
No. We'll find the cleansing another way.
That's right. Shannon, anything else you wanted to say?
I'm just going to tell her if I see her and her nose is purple, I'll know she's been smelling the grape.
All right, then.
So there's... I guess my question is, what do you see in my near future?
I don't read the future.
Oh, you don't?
Nope.
You just read as in what is now, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. And this is why I say I don't read the future. The future is a series of probabilities. As soon as we take a look at the future, we've changed it. Okay. The one thing I'm seeing is a brick pathway, so I will say that you're on a different path. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I'm walking into a forest, and that usually would tell me there's an old saying, I can't see the forest for the trees. So I feel like I want to tell you to take your time and just kind of look around. You've got a lot of different options, but you don't see them. Does that make sense?
Okay,
I get that for you, too.
Yeah. I don't have the ability to see the future for sure.
Okay.
I do have the ability to pick up on vibrations and to talk to the energies of those that have crossed. So there's a difference in a reader. So if I could see the future, I would have the lottery numbers. And I would be in the Bahamas.
Me, too.
Yeah, let's go. I feel like you've got a bit of a struggle ahead of you, but you thrive on that.
Okay.
If life is too easy, you don't think it's really worth it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a choice in that. That old saying, no pain, no gain, isn't true unless we want it to be true.
That's true, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, and I'd just like to say I know my other sisters are listening, and hi, everybody, and I'll chat with you soon, and nice chat with you too, Shannon, and thank you both very much, and everybody.
Yeah, hey.
See you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You
bye.
Too. Okay, bye.
I love you, Canadians. You're all just so friendly.
We're happy.
Happy Canadians.
We are.
Our neighbors to the south.
Yeah, I live closer to you than most of the people, other people, hey?
I know.
Funny.
Because I'm real close to Russia.
You are. You get to wave at them?
I can't see it from my house, no.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, we have another caller. You want to go ahead and take it?
Yes.
Okay, hi.
Hi, Julie. This is Sandy calling.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you?
Not too bad. I'm going to let Shannon take a stab at you. Is that okay?
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Okay. And who am I talking to?
This is Shannon.
Shannon. Hi, Shannon. My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. So just start chatting a little bit, and I'll tune into your energy.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
If you just start chatting a little bit, talk a little bit, so I can tune into your energy.
Okay, well, actually, I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Nice.
And the weather has been cold, and it's supposed to warm up for a couple of days, and we're supposed to get colder. So I'm looking forward to spring. It's been a long winter, but I'm sure in Alaska it's a lot longer.
Winter never ends.
There's definitely a celebration theme here going on. What are you supposed to be celebrating?
Me?
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't think of a thing I'm celebrating right now.
Like, and celebrating in that, have you done something lately for somebody or changed something in your life?
Not that I can think of.
Because when I'm getting celebration, it's not like a party celebration. It's a celebrate who you are and what you're doing. Because we tend to forget to celebrate ourselves.
Okay. I think I should be doing that, but I can't say that's happening right now.
Okay. Can I jump in real quick? My stomach is just nervous. Are you having some stomach issues, Sandy?
Me? Yes.
Yeah. Like I feel like I want to get up and run.
Yes.
Okay. There's a saying, I think it was Teddy Roosevelt, who said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Are you winding yourself into a state where you're just worried?
Oh, for sure.
Knock it off.
Can I send you a little Theta Healing download?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to teach you, because with Theta Healing we do teachings, and I'm going to teach you how it feels to live your life without fear. Because if we don't know how it feels, we can't live it. So I'm just going to do that. I'll just be quiet for a second. You guys can keep talking. It doesn't interrupt me.
Okay.
And you might feel a tingling somewhere in your body. Okay?
Okay.
Does this involve a divorce, Sandy?
No.
Okay. Is it a relationship issue?
No.
Okay.
No. Maybe.
Is it like a work relationship issue?
That too. It could be a couple of things, actually.
Okay, yeah, because I'm getting like male-female, and it's like a power struggle.
Okay.
To me,
that could very well be.
Okay, yeah. My stomach is really upset. You're really frightened.
Yeah.
Okay, all righty. Have you taken steps to protect yourself?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, let people know that you're scared and why?
Probably not.
Okay, I would suggest that you do that.
Okay.
Okay. And I just got a really sharp pain in the back, almost my neck and the bottom of my head, the left-hand side. Are you having headaches in the back of your head on the left-hand side?
Actually, yeah. Well, more like in the top of my head, in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, this is right, like right behind my ear on the left-hand side, and it felt like somebody just stabbed me.
Well, actually, last night I woke up in the middle of the night by my ear, and I was feeling something.
Okay.
Actually, that's quite true. I just thought about that.
Okay. Yeah, that hurt. All right. How long has it been since you've had a checkup?
Actually, I was just going to call the doctor today. My husband just called for an annual appointment, and he called me to make mine, too, because...
you need to.
Okay.
You need to, yeah.
Okay.
How are you in process, Shannon?
Oh, I'm done.
Okay. Go ahead and talk to her.
Did you feel any tingling?
Not that I can think of.
Because some people, it tingles in their leg, and it's okay if you don't. So I sent you what it feels like to live your life without fear, just to try to take some of that away so that you can think clearer.
Okay.
Because when we're so fearful, we can't think, right?
Okay.
Now, the nervousness in my stomach is less, but it's still there. Okay. If you're game, you might want to schedule a session with Shannon. I had one the other night, and I'll tell you, I'm a believer in what she does.
What does she do?
The theta healing.
Okay.
Where she goes into the theta brainwave, which is what she was just doing with you. And it might be a little bit because I'm doing mediumship and we're on the phone and stuff like that, and she doesn't have your full attention.
Okay.
But
I am finding that, yes.
She cuts through the garbage.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. I think that could be.
Shannon, do you want
far away.
Give her your contact information real quick?
Yes. I have a website.
Okay.
And it's goddesspower.ca.
Dot what?
C-A.
Okay.
Okay. I live in Canada.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Doing it over the phone, it doesn't affect anything. It works really good. But this three-way, and because our connection's not clear, it's not working quite as well as
okay.
I would like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll definitely do that.
It works.
Yeah, check it out.
She works on media. I haven't felt good for a couple of months. Was it Monday night you worked on me?
Yes.
I have been, like, up early, ready to go outside. If I could mow the lawn, I would. But it's frozen.
Still challenging.
My house is really clean. The dogs are happy. I mean, I feel better than I have in a long, long, long time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
we do a lot of work on fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
And self-worth.
Yeah.
Another biggie.
Yeah, it works. Hook up with Shannon after the show.
What was that?
Hook it. Sandy, I want you to hook up with Shannon after the show.
I definitely will.
Yeah, because what I'm feeling in my stomach, I don't like. I mean, I feel like I'm really afraid of something, and I'm not real sure what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And you took the fear one, but not as well as I would have liked. We need to get, there's something deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if we can get to that and get rid of that, then, your life will just change.
Okay, I could stand to have that happen.
Yeah.
I can't even put into words how much your life changes with this healing.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's totally amazing. Yeah.
And it's simple, and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. I will definitely check into that.
Sandy, is your mom crossed?
Yeah.
Okay, she wants to tell you. I feel like my mother's like, scoot over. listen to me. She wants to tell you that this fear she passed down to you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, please get in touch with Shannon after we're done. What you're going to do by healing this in yourself, you're going to help heal it in your mother.
Yes.
Really?
Okay. That heals 7 generations up.
That's so big.
And then changes everybody's DNA. All the healing I do on myself, my mom gets to benefit from.
Really?
So every once in a while I phone her and ask her how she's doing.
Okay.
It's yeah.
Amazing.
It is truly amazing.
Okay, Sandy, we'll definitely do that. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you called. What's with bacon in you?
Bacon?
Bacon, yeah.
I don't like bacon at all.
Okay, what's the connection with bacon in you and your mother?
Bacon. I can't think of anything there.
Like way overdone bacon.
I don't know, because I don't eat bacon.
Did you leave something on the stove?
No.
Okay.
Nothing's coming into mind there.
You know how... When you're cooking bacon and you forget it and it's like right before it catches on fire. Does anybody else cook like me out there? Big trucks here, must be ready.
Are you feeling like you're done, like you're burnt out, like you're done, you need
me?
Refreshing?
Absolutely.
You're fried?
You're fried, yes.
Perfect.
That's it. Absolutely.
You're about to combust.
You're about to be the crispy bacon.
Yeah, we don't want you crispy.
No.
I think that's it.
Okay, and one more thing. I'm getting a flower called a cosmos.
What was that?
A cosmos.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
C-O-S-M-O-S. Google it, and it's pink, and it's beautiful. And that, to me, connotates healing from mother. So she's assisting you in this, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you called.
Okay, well, thank you. So am I. Thank you
very
much. I'm
glad you called. Yeah, please get in touch with Shannon.
Okay, I definitely will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, good call on the bacon. I didn't know where that was going, but I'm smelling it.
Well, then, yeah. We'll get it together.
It's crispy.
Yeah. It's crispy.
So when you're doing your theta healing, the client follows along whether they understand what you're doing or not. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because we start off with muscle testing.
Mm-hmm.
And muscle testing is something they can actually see work and happen.
Right.
So that just, it just changes everything.
Right.
When they understand it.
When we were doing it, I noticed the other night you kept noticing my voice was changing.
Yes. You know what? Did you hear Sandy's too?
Yeah.
When we figured out that it was her being fried,
mm-hmm.
that she got stronger.
Yeah.
Like, aha, got it.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Your energy, once you, you know, realize something.
Right. Right. Very good. Well, we have another beep. Let's go ahead and take it.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine. How
good.
Are you?
Not too bad. Are you a registered nurse?
I am a CNA, yes.
Okay, I picked that right up. Are you studying too, or do you want to go farther?
No.
Okay.
No desire.
Are you about to get promoted?
No.
Okay. Congratulations.
I've been doing this for 30 years.
Well, I feel like you're about to get scooted forward.
Huh.
Yeah, whether you want to or not.
Don't want to. I'm too old.
No. You show up for work. That's what you did wrong.
I did what wrong?
I said you show up for work. That's what you did wrong.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. I want to talk about Damien or Diamond. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty.
The diamond does, yeah.
Okay. And when I think of Damien, I kind of think of somebody who's very intelligent and can use it either for good but usually doesn't. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Please pay attention to your gut feelings. They're right.
Okay.
All right. Did somebody just give you this diamond?
What's that?
Did someone just give you that diamond?
Yes.
Okay.
It was inherited.
Okay.
My husband gave me diamonds for Christmas.
Okay. And there's something tied to that, and you need to follow your gut.
Okay.
Okay, because you've kind of been treading water on it because you don't like what you're feeling. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. We have... When it's mother's intuition, we listen to it. When it's anything else, we doubt it.
Yes.
Okay, so switch into mother's intuition mode and see where it takes you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because if you... you're headed for a horrible fiery crash.
I'm heading for what?
A horrible fiery crash. How's that?
Uh-oh.
Please rethink what you're doing.
Okay.
Alrighty. Shannon, are you picking anything up for her?
Just that there's a change coming.
A what?
A change.
Are
you planning on... Are you looking at doing something different?
Am I looking to do something different?
Yes.
No, not really.
I get a promotion, change, all that, whether you want it or not.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But you're going to be surprised by it, but in a good, good way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as it's with the elderly, I don't care.
Well, wear your nice shoes. Because somebody would be taking pictures.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like shopping to be done to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to talk about a zoo.
A what?
A zoo.
A view?
A zoo. Z-O-O.
Z-O-O, zoo?
Yeah, zoo. Do you feel like you're a caged animal, kind of?
I don't know.
Are you stuck in a rut?
Yeah.
Okay, what they're showing me up here, and this is really crazy, there's a porcupine named Daisy in the Alaska Zoo in Anchorage.
Oh, really?
Daisy's been there for so long, and she's so bored, she just dances back and forth from one foot to the other when she's not sleeping.
Oh.
Okay.
Funny.
Poor thing is, yeah. I can't go there anymore. But do you feel kind of like that way, like I'm just so bored?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've already manifested this change that you're feeling like isn't coming.
Oh, I have.
Because you feel like Daisy the porcupine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll understand after it happens, and you'll be, oh, I did want that.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, though.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Very positive.
People take classes to learn how to manifest, and look at you.
She's doing it.
Hey, Julie, I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to be there in Missoula.
You are? Awesome.
I am from Wyoming.
Awesome.
Nice.
I'll know you from the porcupine outfit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I am a Montana girl at heart, so I'm looking forward to the trip.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. All right. Rumor has it there'll be a hot tub. Is that right?
That's what I hear.
All right, then. We will see you in May.
Okay.
All righty.
All righty. Thank you both.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
So, Shannon, when you travel places and you do things like go to the beach or go to the hot tub, do people point and laugh because your skin is so white?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think I actually put on a bathing suit? Not likely.
I have one. My auntie sent me a bathing suit with almost like a floor-length gown cover.
Ooh.
I wear that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Hey, there is a video on YouTube about Theta Healing. Is that you?
Yes. Yes. You can just go to YouTube and, put in a search. You can put Theta, and it brings up a whole bunch.
Okay.
You can see how it works.
If they want to watch it, they can get an idea. Okay, well.
Yeah, and then I guess I'll maybe have to put one together and put one on myself. Hey.
Maybe you and I should get together.
There you go.
Could YouTube it. We have another caller. Let's go ahead and take it. Hi.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. I feel like you're trying to fly under the radar.
Possibly.
Are you being sneaky?
No.
Okay.
Are you trying to hide?
Not really.
Okay. I get the name Anna. Does that make sense?
Anna?
Uh-huh.
No.
Is there an A-N-N-A in your name?
No, there isn't.
Okay. I keep getting Anna. If it's not literal, my next, and I know it's going to be wrong, I just have a feeling. Are you a stewardess?
Sorry?
Are you an airline stewardess?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I get all these references to flying under the radar, airplane.
Well, I am planning some trips for next year.
Okay. Okay. Shannon, are you picking anything up?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Keep chatting. Oh? Tell us something about you.
Well, I am Canadian.
Woohoo! Okay.
Yeah. Is there something?
I actually know Shannon.
I was going to say, and?
is there something going on with your eyes? Do you have to keep your eyes covered?
No.
Okay, because I feel like I have to wear very dark glasses.
Did you have something done to your eye?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay. Might be coming up. Is there anything wrong with your left eye?
No.
Okay.
Is there something that you're not seeing that you should be?
Well, possibly, yes.
Okay.
Possibly.
Left side of the body, to me, connotates female.
Sorry?
It connotates female. Is there someone around you that's got an A-N-N-A that's a female that you should be looking at differently?
Okay, you know what I get with the A-N-N-A name?
What?
Me.
You?
Yes.
All right.
We're going to do something together, or we need to talk about something. We can do that later, though.
Okay.
But as soon as she said A-N-N-A, I'm thinking Santa Banana.
Okay. Are you wearing sunglasses? No.
Yeah. I do wear sunglasses when I'm outside most of the time.
Are they very...
I have been working on my third eye quite a bit.
Are they very, very dark?
Yes, they are.
Like like ZZ Top song, Cheap Sunglasses?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Do you know who the band ZZ Top is?
Yes.
Will they have a song about cheap sunglasses? And in the video, they're like dark. Really
These
dark.
They are really dark, actually. They are quite dark, yes.
Okay. All right, good. So I know I'm connecting. Okay. I feel like I want to talk about your left eye, and I feel like I want to talk about a female. Is there someone around you that you trust, that you've given a lot of information to, that maybe you need to rethink that relationship?
Oh, yes. Yes. There is an A-N. Yeah, there is.
Okay. And is it an A-N-N-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
There we go. Nice.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's psychic amnesia. We have fun with that.
Yeah.
It's all like charades.
It is, and if we were driving a car, that would just be a road hazard.
You bump.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens all the time. I'm really feeling like you need to, it's almost like you've given her your credit card numbers and all your passwords, and you need to rethink the information that you've shared.
Okay.
Okay. Work smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work in a bank?
Pardon me?
Do you work in a bank or a financial institution?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have a lot of information about banking or finances that you've shared with somebody?
Yes, I guess, yeah.
Okay, please safeguard your information. If you can change passwords or codes or things like that, I would encourage you to do that.
Okay.
Okay, and the excuse is we're supposed to do it once a week.
Okay.
Yeah, watch out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a breast issue with you, breast or lung?
No.
Okay. Alrighty, I'm feeling like my right, my pectoral muscle on the right side of my body is really trying to get my attention. Did you pull a muscle recently?
Yeah.
Okay. Please
muscle
take...
Muscle issues, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, you really need to take care of it.
Okay.
Okay, here, you can have it back. That hurt.
Yes.
Okay. You might want to give Shannon a call. And do a theta session with us.
So actually, I do theta myself.
You do? Okay.
I do.
This
I went to class with Shannon.
Stuff is awesome.
It's Carolyn Shannon.
I knew it was you. And we said before, you and I have something to do together.
There you go.
Yep. Yes. Okay. No, a theta, it's amazing. It's changed my life, definitely.
Well, it's got my brain thinking in a whole new way. Which is really exciting. Because my brain gets out and wanders by itself, and that's not always good. Hey, thank you for calling. It was great to have you on.
Thank you very much.
Okay, talk to you later.
We'll be talking with you, Shannon.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So let's talk a little bit about muscle testing. I love muscle testing.
You. I first learned about it for a horse.
Really? How do you muscle test a horse?
Same way. You just put your hand on the horse,
uh-huh,
and then have someone pull your fingers apart.
Pull my finger.
You know, hand.
So you.
Yeah, you be careful who you ask.
Yeah. Come here, kids. So what kind of questions do you ask if you're doing this for an animal?
Same. I had to do it for a horse because she acted drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I'd ride her and she'd fall down and stuff, and she had an oat allergy.
Okay.
I know.
So how did you start? Was it first with how are you feeling or what have you been eating? Or?
Well, no, I just, I don't know how I knew. Well, because I just knew.
Because you're an intuitive?
Yeah. And okay. So I just picked up a handful of oats and put my hand on her with the oats, and someone tested me, and yeah.
She asked for an olive and a martini glass.
Yeah. No more oats for her.
Oh, good, cocktails. So what's the one thing to remember about muscle testing? What's the...
Drink lots of water.
Right, okay. What happens if you try to muscle test and you're dehydrated?
Then it won't work. You'll get false.
Okay.
False answers.
Uh-huh.
And you'll tell because your energy will feel weird.
Okay.
You won't feel grounded or ready. Yeah.
Is that that kind of wavy feeling?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just, it just won't work.
Yeah.
You'll get weird answers and yeah.
You'll ask for oats.
Yeah, you'll want oats. I don't have any. You drink lots of water.
Yeah.
And you are allowed to have bathroom breaks, even when we're on the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to know. I could
have told you that before, huh?
Well, you should have told me. Because I drink a lot of water. So really quickly, because we only have a couple of minutes left, what are the basics that you work with?
The five big ones that we start with, just because it seems everybody has them,
mm-hmm.
is I know what joy feels like.
Okay.
I know how it feels to be completely loved by someone.
All right.
I know how it feels to love someone completely.
Okay.
I am worthy.
Okay.
And I am connected and loved by God or Creator.
Okay.
We do both of those because lots of people, myself included,
mm-hmm.
had no problem with Creator.
Right.
But then you throw the word God in there, and it just messed everything up.
Yeah, all kinds of different connotations.
Yeah.
To that
just a belief, and then you just get rid of it, and you're good.
Real quick, one more time, how can people get a hold of you after the show?
I have a website.
It's what is that?
www.goddesspower, G-O-D-D-E-S-S, because we're all goddesses,
uh-huh.
power, power.ca.
Okay.
You send me an email.
Huh?
And then send me an email.
Send you an email, yeah. And how long does a session usually take?
It depends.
Uh-huh.
It can be at least an hour.
Okay.
Sometimes a little bit longer. It depends on how quick it takes to get that trust going.
Right.
Because you've got to have the chatting and to make it a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to see me, it's 2 hours because we end up visiting.
And that's the drive.
Yeah. And over the phone, well, it's usually an hour to uh-huh. an hour and a half, depending on how quickly we can get to the stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, I am just excited about this, and I would love to learn how to do this, because as a medium, it's like, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Yes.
And as a medium, I know for me, what I do, I can feel it expanding. You know, because so many times in a reading, we'll get to an issue, and we don't know what to do with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Having this in your toolkit, you have more energy.
And I'm going to need a bigger toolkit.
You are.
And that energy thing, that you got my attention with that, because I know when we were finished, I went to sleep, I had phenomenal dreams, and I like leaped out of bed at 6 o'clock the next morning.
It's like having a nap.
It is. Great.
I know. I'm really happy I found it. It found me, actually. You know how that goes.
Yeah, that's how it seems to work.
Yes.
So, Shannon, it has been an absolute blast to have you on.
It's been fun.
I'd like to have you back on, because we didn't get to talk about everything we wanted to talk about.
No, we didn't. I'd love to come back.
Okay, we'll have you on again, hopefully in the next show. That would be great.
Cool.
Okay.
And I'm very excited that so many people got through.
Yes, that's really neat. Seems like everybody from Canada got right through.
I know. Thanks, guys.
If you are interested in having a reading with me, I'm Julie. You can find me on holisticseek.com. You can Google Julie Meir, or you can find me in Portland, Oregon's New Connection magazine. I am also at Stars of Alaska on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor every other Monday, every Sunday, and every Thursday. And with that, we will go. Shannon, thank you very much. Everyone
You're
out
welcome.
There.
Can I just throw in that I've had Julie do stuff for me, and she's good.
Thanks.
Awesome.
With that, everyone, have a wonderful evening. Thank you and good night.
Good night.